Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, it's been a couple weeks.
It has been.
But what's our contact info?
Well, it is the same. We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And yes, we haven't been on for the last 2 weeks. BJ had really bad allergies.
Yes, so, 1 week.
So we did not work. And then last week, I had to go be babysitter.
For your little Prince Migs.
My little brother, my little foster brother.
Yes. But we are well. We are healthy. We are here.
Physically, I guess.
Mentally, emotionally.
No, it's been a crazy couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So, and I was telling you a little bit of this off air just to mentally prepare you, because I'm going to be taking up a lot of your emotional space and mental space.
Wow, that is already heavy. Okay, I already feel like crying.
Okay, it's not that bad. But okay, like, I just want to, just like preemptive, like in case it does get heavy, I warned
you. You've been
you.
Warned.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, so a couple weeks ago, I get informed by my roomie.
Okay.
My participation trophy wife.
Yes.
That her and her boyfriend are moving.
Oh, yes.
They're moving back home or back to live with her mom because, yay, they're pregnant.
Aww.
And she never thought she could get pregnant. She had been told by a doctor that she was sterile.
Wow.
So this is super exciting.
Okay. So she's excited.
Yes.
She's not.
It's a good pregnancy, not the scary bad pregnancies that you get when you're in high school.
Like, or not scary. The... I never wanted kids. Oh
no,
well.
They've wanted kids. Like, they're so happy.
Wow, that is amazing. It's a miracle.
Exactly.
Really.
Like, that's what we keep calling it. And
where is home for her?
Well, where her mom lives is Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay.
So we're in the process. It should have been done, but it's the heat plus a million other factors, like morning sickness and...
Her being pregnant.
Yeah. Like, there's not a whole lot that can be done. Like, he has to do everything or I have to help. Otherwise, stuff doesn't get done as quickly.
Yes.
So I'm in this weird zone where I adore her and I'm so bummed I'm not going to be there to like watch the baby grow up and be near her and all that stuff. But the whole process of like moving, my house is freaking destroyed.
Oh, dude, I bet. Because they full on moved, both of them, her and her boyfriend.
Well, he only brought like a bag of clothes. He's a
typical dude.
He's a dude. But she had a whole life. And so she had brought a bunch of her stuff. We made it work into my house, which was cool. My house is going to feel very empty when she leaves. She had a bunch of stuff in my garage, including we moved her business into my garage. And we put a bunch of her stuff in storage, like two storage units between business and her stuff.
So it kind of became both of y'all's houses, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
So with... the whole country the way it is with COVID and stuff, she fears that we're going to be facing another wave of shutdowns soon.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, she doesn't want to be stuck, like, driving and being stuck at a state because, like, nope, we're not letting anybody into this state.
Well,
like,
yes.
Later down the line.
State to state's different, right, with the whole shutdown, so who knows? But honestly, even if they did, they can't. You can drive into all the states multiple different ways in multiple different directions.
Right.
So for anyone to actually be stopping that seems impossible to me.
Right.
But I get the scare.
I'm not saying that she would not, like, she'd be stuck there for months or anything like that. I think it's just, you know, when you rent a U-Haul or whatever kind of truck, you only have so much time with it before they start charging you extra per day.
Okay.
So that's what she's trying to avoid. She doesn't want to be held up anywhere if she can avoid it.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, like, I don't think she could be held up anywhere.
No, but let's say you have to do that two or three times and you have to go up over to a different state.
Oh,
and everything.
Like, it takes longer.
Just more miles, more money.
I always think you just drive through the states, though. Can you not? Like, how is anyone going to...
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, there's some states that were threatening closing certain borders and stuff like that. And if this gets worse, like, let's say, because she's only a few months pregnant, if it gets worse, like when she's, let's say, 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Like you, and plus, you don't want to be driving and doing all this when you're huge and pregnant.
No, definitely not.
So it all happened like fast paced. Like,
even like they're pregnant, they're moving. Holy hell, you guys are moving within the month. Pretty much.
Yeah. And then like even then, like they even amped that up sooner just because they had to like work around the truck rental thing.
Yeah.
So it was like they were thinking they weren't going to leave until like early next week, but they're trying to leave early this week. But because of the mess, because of everything, it's like everything feels even more invaded. And I'm just tired. Plus, the heat does not help.
Yeah, because it's not your space anymore. This is supposed to be your house. Exactly. And it sounds like she moved in, didn't just rent a room, kind of. It became...
Well, she rented two rooms and the garage. Like, she was paying for it.
Yeah, but it became... It didn't become, like, someone renting a room in your house. It became... It sounds like all of her stuff intertwined with
my stuff.
The living room, the kitchen, not just a bedroom.
Right.
So now it sounds like it's all destroyed with all getting her crap out.
Right, yeah, because we're taking everything out, packing stuff, donating a bunch of stuff. And a lot of the packing stuff I can't do because... I don't know what she wants to keep.
And
what,
you shouldn't do.
No.
This is crazy. No. This is too much. Everyone, Vicky is an angel. Like, just because you're her friend, just because you're her roommate, like, you've already done enough. You've let her pretty much take over your entire house.
Right. Even her mom said that. It's like, thank you so much. Like,
and now, it sounds like you're doing more of the packing and moving than she is.
For two reasons. One, because, like, there's some things I'm not going to let her carry in good conscience.
Okay, well, her man should carry them.
Right, and he does.
Yeah.
He's not, like, no slouch by any means. He's, like, one of the hardest working people I know. But it's also like, okay, because when you move and stuff, you create more of a mess because there's boxes involved and moving this and stuff. So there's stuff everywhere because you're trying to get rid of stuff, trying to put things in the right boxes. So my entire house is an explosion.
Fun.
And I'm not even bothering cleaning. I'm like, what's the point of mopping the floors if we're just going up and down, like, and outside? Like, I'm going to have to do this again in a week. So I'm waiting.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of little things like that that are just building up and building up. And so I am just... My soul is tired.
Exhausted.
I'm exhausted. And I was just like, you know, I'm good. My parents may move in for a month as they try to buy a new house. I'm hoping that they can buy a house as they sell the house. I'm hoping that's a thing. But I realize that I'm at the age where I don't really want a roommate. But I it's nice having somebody else pay your mortgage, but I actually really lived really comfortably, and like the only person I can live with is like my brother.
Really?
Like, because our schedules are so different. Like, actually, no, our schedules are very similar, and that's why I don't see him. So he would.
So you're out of the house really early.
Yeah, he leaves really early too, but he goes the opposite direction. He works in Bellingham.
Oh, right.
And so by the time I'm ready, but he doesn't go to sleep early like I do all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm usually in bed getting cozy and he's getting home from his run. Like he runs, like he loves to run.
Yeah.
He'll either get home and go run for like 2 miles, 3 miles, sometimes more. Actually, sometimes he runs like 13 miles. He's crazy.
Oh, right. That sounds terrible.
Right.
sounds terrible.
He's at the house and he actually really enjoys his alone time too. So he'll be in his room and if I need to ask him something, I knock and he's just drawing or playing video games. So it's nice having like him there.
Yeah.
Because even though he's my little brother, he's like this big dude.
And it's like company, but not necessarily like feel like you have to hang out with them or.
Right. And like there's this, like sometimes I'm like, hey, I made dinner and I made extra so you can take some for lunch tomorrow.
Wait, so he's going to move in and then your parents might move in?
It might be all of them for like a month.
Jesus.
And then they all leave at the same time except my brother.
Oh, man.
I'm really hoping not.
You try to really preach and praise the whole, like, you know, you got to do things that for yourself, be good on yourself, you know, TLC.
But it's also, my parents let me live with them for a year and a half for free.
So are they asking to come live with you?
No, I offered. Because they, for one, it's not going to be like, oh, this might be for a year, 6 months. It's literally going to be.
Just 1 month, 31 days and they're out.
Yeah, as they
move. Ish. That's what happens.
No, it could be 15 days. It could be, I don't know. It might be 40 days. Like, it just depends on the contracts and stuff like that. Like, when they can move in
to
their new house.
Okay, so they have a new house.
They have to sell their house so they can get the money from that sale
to buy
the new house. And sometimes, depending on your real estate agent, you can find that house and you can work with both contracts, like, okay, I'm going to sell my house, but my house that I'm buying isn't ready yet. So in my contract of me selling my house, you have to give me an extra week.
Do they have a house that they're looking at yet?
It's not really wise to look at the houses right now because it might be gone by the time. Yeah, exactly. So there's a few that they've seen that they really like in like by my area. So that'd actually be fairly close to me.
In the same complex?
No, not that close. Oh. No. Like within 15 minutes.
That'd be funny.
No. Within like 10 to 15 minutes.
You guys are like neighbors all of a sudden.
No. That's not the type of house they want. They want a space with land.
Yeah.
They don't want any neighbors, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like they want like a, you know, one floor. They're looking and we got our real estate agent who's going to come by soon and we're going to be checking out the house, see what else like we need to upgrade on my parents' house. So it's really exciting time. My mom's super excited. My dad's excited. The house is looking so nice right now.
Good. I just worry about you, dude. And you got to take care of you. And
right.
I mean, you're so like, I want a house. I want to be independent. Mm-hmm. I want to be my own, like, right. By myself. Well, and then like all of a sudden your brother moves in. This person moves in. Well, like, her fiance moves in. You know what I'm saying? So it's
like,
just.
And I don't like. And girl. It's funny because like, I don't feel like. I feel like my brother and I did a really good job, like, taking care of each other. Like, and it wasn't even, like, a full-time thing for either of us. Like, there were times, like, I'd be laying in bed. He'd do this thing where he'd, like, jump on my bed. And he's like, coming in for the kill! And he'd just, like, flop on my bed, like, because, like, when we were little kids. It was just funny. It was, and I miss that. Because it was just, we could be goofy again.
And you guys are comfortable with bringing up, like, significant others and totally banging loudly and being able to hear each other. And
I mean, he's not really seeing anybody. He's kind of,
but he probably will. Hopefully,
I'm
eventually,
hoping. Actually,
sometimes.
I would be totally cool with that. But I don't. He's kind of. He. Let's just say his heart's
shy.
Been, no, he's
still broken.
Yeah, it's one of those like you've been screwed over a couple times. You're like, screw it.
Yeah.
Like if it comes, cool. But I'm not looking for it. In fact, I kind of really don't want to deal with it right now.
Oh, not even just like a hit and quit it type of thing.
Yeah, he's very jaded. Right now, which he's like, I'm just
more of the romantic and not more of the let's just like bone.
Yeah, he's tried that. He's tried that and he's not a big fan.
But you'd be fine if he was bringing ladies over and stuff.
Right. As long as they're not like, you know, stealing my stuff, I'm cool.
Yeah. And you hear him.
No, like that's why we have music. And his room is like on the other side of like there's plenty of space.
I feel like you'd still be able to hear it in your house.
My roommates bang like rabbits.
Could you hear them?
I've never heard them once.
Really?
In this entire time, I've never heard them once.
Huh. That's impressive.
There's a few times I've knocked on the door, and I think they might have been, but I didn't even hear them. It just took them a while to get to the door.
They were putting on their clothes.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. But I've never actually heard them, so I can't hear that.
Well, hey, if you know, I'm still living with my dad, so I mean, I can't throw stones or say what works for one. I just know you have always liked your you time, so make sure you get that with whoever lives in, moves in. And
right, and that's the nice thing about having somebody like my brother who likes his you time, his like, you know, alone time. And
yeah.
I don't even mean like
sexy time with himself.
Right.
Like, he probably likes that too, especially if he's not getting laid.
Everyone does, right?
I don't know why even picturing your brother, like it's not my, like it still just weirds me out.
Like I just don't actually picture it, so.
Well, now you are.
Nope. I'm looking at the keyboard and counting all the letters on the keyboard. Nope, not going to do that. Don't let my
ADD.
Not
having my mind go there.
It's a battle with this ADHD brain, but I, like, so one of the things that, like, got, like, really wore me down was the neighbor behind me, like, she came over and started yelling at me.
Why?
And I, like, and it wasn't even me she was yelling at. She was yelling at my roommate because she had parked the car back there, like, in the back area, which is, like, an alley to, like, load up stuff and unload, but it was hot as balls on Monday.
It was.
So we didn't even want to open the garage door because we had a bunch of stuff we were going to put in the truck.
Yeah.
To like take to either Goodwill or the dump. And it was just too hot. We're like, we don't want to open the garage door. We're going to wait till the sun goes down a little bit, like later in the day when it cools off. And then we'll open the garage because it was so cool in there. And we were, you know, well, I was actually watching TV while in there and pretending to work.
This is why they haven't moved yet.
Right. But she came over, like, and I saw my little Ring camera thing I have. I have some security cameras at the house. I was like, who is this? Because I just ordered pizza. I'm like, there's no way that's the pizza. I literally just clicked the button. Who could it be? And she's, like, knocking, like real angrily.
Aggressively.
And
I look you could at tell the, someone's mad.
And I looked at the video. I'm like, oh, crap. We got a Karen. Just her body language screamed, Karen.
And you're cool with all your neighbors,
yeah,
right?
I thought.
Including this one, you thought, yeah.
Well, like, the neighbors next to me, I've never heard them, but the roommate says she's heard them yelling and fighting at each other. And then the roommate behind, or the roommate, the neighbors behind me, like, I've introduced myself to them. We've had really cool, like, good rapport. Like, when the whole coronavirus thing happened, like, hey, if you guys need anything, feel free to come over and ask. Like, you know, a cup of sugar, flour. I know things are kind of getting crazy right now.
Yeah.
Please don't hesitate to ask.
So very, like, cordial. It's
right.
You know, not like buddy-buddy, but not enemies either.
Like, we always forget each other's names kind of a thing. But it's like, oh, yeah. Like, hey, wave at each other. And so because of the car, like the U-Haul and the truck and stuff like that, we've been moving, putting stuff in the last week or so. Like, she'll come in, we'll wave, you know, hey, as we have the garage door open when it's not hot. She comes in and she's like, you need to move your truck. You're not allowed to have the cars back there, blah, blah, blah.
So was it blocking her driveway or something?
It wasn't blocking her driveway, but she had to, like, be more careful.
Okay.
Basically.
It was an inconvenience for her.
It was inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so mad, like, I let that get to me. Like, she went in and started yelling, and I'm like, we didn't know. She's like, you've seen me struggle. I'm like, but she had the smile on her face, like, hi. Or, like, awkward. I'm like, she's, I think, very Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And didn't say that she was inconvenienced and let that build up, plus
build up
the
build
heat,
up.
Plus whatever is going on in her life, because let's face it, we're in a freaking global pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you guys were like the last straw, and she decided to take everything out on y'all.
And I'm not saying that she shouldn't be upset. Like, okay, yeah, no, if it's bothering you, then yes, it's okay to be upset, but also talk to me about it. She's like, I've come over here and knocked on your door to talk to you about it. I'm like, okay, well.
Has she before?
No, I don't know. Like, I've never been here while she has.
Oh.
Like I don't know if it's true. I'm guessing she's come over once and we just happen not to be home.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you, but like, you've seen us.
Yeah, you could have come over and
been like, hey, do you mind moving your car? You know, make sure don't leave it out here, because sometimes it's just at the end of the day, we're just tired of moving and packing and it's been left there overnight.
Without, oh, you, like, guys have left it there?
Yeah, but it's them because it's their truck. I didn't know. Like, that's what
you
I'm
hearing. You should have told your roommate to move it.
But I didn't know she did that. That's what I'm discovering is what I mean.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing the girl yelled at the right person.
Right.
She didn't yell at you.
She was like kind of yelling in my direction. I turn to my roommate and I'm like, okay, what's going on? And she was yelling at her, but it's still like bummed me out, because I'm like, I hate confrontation. I hate making anybody upset.
Especially your neighbor, who
right.
you're going to see
exactly
a lot more of.
And I'm like, well, like, you know, it's like, you know, I promise you this is going to be like, this won't happen again. Like, she's moving anyway. So like all the U-Haul and everything will be gone in a day or two. And she's like, good. It's like, this isn't like, by her saying that though, that really told me this isn't about us.
It definitely sounds like there is more going
on.
There's
more, because that,
which there probably is. But I will say, like, parking does piss people off.
Right.
Coming from someone who has gotten very mad at my neighbors, and my neighbors have gotten very mad at me,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a screaming battle and whatnot. It was a very, very harshly written note.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have had some nice, harsh words for them myself, but mm-hmm. my roommate, aka my father, told me not to, because he doesn't want me to start a war with the neighbors, which, okay, I get. But when someone parks in my spot, and it's not even like, it's not blocking my driveway, it's not in my driveway,
right.
I don't even know if legally it's quote unquote my property. It's probably not.
Probably
but
not.
I always think, but I get pissed.
Right.
So, and there was, like, when this happened, this was years ago, and mm-hmm. there was nothing, there wasn't a pandemic, but maybe there was underlying something, but people do get upset about that stuff.
Right.
So, because of everything going on, you guys are probably just like an easy target. Okay, I'm going to yell at these people, but she really could just be really upset about that too.
Well, like, here's the thing. Like, on one occasion, one of my friends parked in my other neighbor's, their driveway. It's kind of a weird setup. So, like, I have a parking spot. It's gravel right next to my house.
Yeah.
And so we had parked there, and a friend of mine thought, oh, so the spot next to it must be hers, and the spot next to it is the neighbor's, but both of those spots technically belong to the neighbor.
That's very confusing.
It's confusing, yeah. And it was, you know, it was an accident. Like, she didn't know.
Yeah.
And they simply came over like, hey, man, like, that's our spot. Do you mind moving your car? We're like, oh, no, we're so sorry. We're like, she didn't know we had a friend. It's a friend. They didn't know. We're sorry.
Yeah.
that's all you had to do.
I know, but I think maybe because like you guys were in their way, mm-hmm. it sounds like it was obvious that you guys were in her way, mm-hmm. making it more challenging for her to mm-hmm. get in. And it wasn't the first time. If it was like one time, okay. But it sounds like it's been going on for like a week now.
Which, like, I get. Like, I'm not saying she should not be upset, but also...
She could have handled it better.
She could have, like, if she would have told us and said, hey, can you not do that? And we still did that. I feel like that reaction would have been warranted. Like, I would have understood.
The really angry action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would have been just over, like, super frustrated. Like, come on, guys. And, like, I thought that's what it was going to be like. But then she started, like, full on yelling. I'm like, because we're trying to be like, oh, we're so sorry. We're trying to apologize and be cool.
Dude, I wish I was there. It sounds so extra and so amazing.
I'm just like,
because I'm like, damn, girl.
I'm like, bitch,
do you need a drink? Like,
so, okay. So now I started wondering, because both it would make, it's kind of the passive, not passive aggressive. It's the pettiness in me, like at the time.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of pettiness, but also being nice.
Okay.
And I was wondering if this would be a good idea to do so. Like, I wanted to wait a few days. To make sure, see, like, if, to see how I feel and see if anything else happened with that.
Because maybe she'll realize, damn, that was kind of an overreaction. I should go apologize.
So what I thought, I'm like, if I get her, like, a Starbucks gift card and be like, you know what? We are so sorry. We honestly did not mean to, like, do this to you. This was not, like, because she was making it sound like we were targeting her.
Yeah.
It's like, this was not something we were doing to make this, you know, an issue for you. Here's my phone number. If there's ever anything like this happening again, please let me know and I will take care of it right away. Like, I know, you know, between the heat and everything going on in the world, we need to be here for each other. We need to be cool with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So please have, like, I wasn't sure if I should do like a Starbucks gift card or like maybe a Target gift card. It's like, please have a cold drink on me. Like, go buy some beers or something.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, here's a $20 gift card. Please have some drinks on me.
I was thinking like making cookies or something. But, right.
But I'm like, well, I was thinking something cold, you know. And plus, I'm like, maybe they're allergic. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they're secretly going to die if I give them peanuts.
Also, I didn't want to give them food like that because I didn't want them to think that I was retaliating, like, and put laxatives in it or something.
Damn, people are so crazy these days.
Like,
gave me a cookie, I would like never think. I'm also the girl that goes to a bar and I will take a shot from everyone. Well, not nowadays because we can't, but like, I'm never like, you poisoned my drink, you poisoned my cookie. I'm like, oh, you guys are all so nice, thank you.
Right, but I'm like, plus I'm like, they have kids. Maybe the kids have a peanut allergy or they're, you know, gluten free, whatever, you know.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm just like, here, let you pick out what you want.
First of all, I think that is very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Second of all, if you want to be petty, I don't think this is being petty at all.
It's one
of
those,
if anything, it's like, if it's going to help you feel better about the situation and feel better about like your neighbor passing, mm-hmm. and you guys being cool again, yes. But also, it's, to me, it's like, damn, you bitch someone out and you get a gift card. That's right. Dope.
That's why it's also like, well, somebody, I sent this message to my friend and she's like, you're basically rewarding her for her behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, I was thinking like, hey, look, you made us out to be the enemy, to look like the bad guy here. And my letter / token of appreciation is to prove that, no, if we did something wrong, we're not, that doesn't make us a bad guy. It means that we messed up. And here's me proving that I want to do better. And I don't want any ill will. Like, let's just be cool.
Yeah. Would you do that?
I'm thinking after the roommates are officially gone, when everything's moved out.
Yeah, because obviously she does not like your roommate. No. So she probably still is okay with you.
Well, the roommate is also, she's not afraid of confrontation at all.
So did she say anything to this lady when she was bitching her out?
No, she was trying to like apologize and be like, okay, no, like no. And also correct her. It's like, I've come over here to knock on the door. She's like, okay, well, when?
Yeah.
And she just like avoided the question because I think when you're upset, you just.
Yeah, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, really. Right. I think if it's going to make you feel better, so it's not awkward with mm-hmm. your roommates or with your neighbor, because mm-hmm. dude, having neighbor roommates or
drama
is so uncomfortable,
right?
Because you see them all the time whether you like to or not.
Mm-hmm.
If that's going to make you feel better, then yeah, I would totally do it. If you want some deeper meaning for her to understand that, you know, you didn't mean to do it, I don't think there's going to be any of that.
Right.
Like, I think she's just like, damn, okay, that's nice. Thank you. We're good. I'm going to go get a drink now.
That's what I mean. Like, that's all I really want is just for it to be cool. But if she could, like, look and be like, you know what, maybe I did overreact.
I think maybe.
And if she were to be like, you know what, I didn't handle that properly, I'm sorry too, that would be like the ultimate victory.
I would hope if there was a there was more going on in her life than just the parking thing and she mm-hmm. decided to take it out on you guys. I hope, okay, a day or two, she cools down. She realizes that. She sees you in the driveway, apologizes.
Right.
If it really is just the parking thing and she's fuming, you're not going to get an apology.
No, I'm not.
Either
yeah.
way.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
But I think if you do, it's extending an olive branch mm-hmm. and then hopefully you don't feel awkward
right.
anymore.
I feel like at that point, like, I've done all I can do.
If you like, do that?
Yeah, like, I can't do anything more.
Yeah.
Like, I apologized and I even put a little extra in there, like a little token of, like, you know,
Saying sorry.
And at that point, it's like, I can't do anything else. Like,
well, and the cherry on top is that the people are moving out.
Yeah. So it's like
that we're causing the issue.
If you have problems with these people, like, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
Let's be good neighbors again.
And so, like, that really, like, affected me. Between the heat and that, like, even though it wasn't yelling at me, like, I could not sleep that night.
Thinking about it?
Like, a little bit of that, but it's just, like, that awkward feeling. Like, that, like...
Like, is this ever going to get resolved kind of thing?
It's just, it's like your soul or your heart was just like punched. And yeah, it feels a little better, but like the wind is still knocked out of you a little bit. It's just like.
Yeah, kind of defeated.
Yeah.
I feel like that when I have problems with my friends.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't, with everything in the world right now, it's so, any little thing, like that was the straw that broke my back where I'm like, okay. Like, we all have problems right now.
Yeah. Like, the least of our concerns should be it being a little inconvenient for you mm-hmm. to park kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. I get that. I mean, I get that. I feel you.
But there are some people like, don't do it. And some people are like, well, if it makes you feel better. But also, it's like, here's my phone number. Proof, like, if there's something up, let me know.
Let me know. Yeah. If I'm too loud or something.
Right. But this is also the house that, like, the husband's, like, we think he's playing video games. And he'll just randomly yell the F word at night.
So into it, or he's getting laid and that's just his,
or maybe that's why she's upset, she's not getting laid enough. I don't know.
Maybe.
And that's what my roommate was saying. He's like, maybe she's heard us do it and maybe she's upset she's not doing it.
She's just jealous. Just like, no, I get it, like a little thing will just like, that'll be just like, wow. Mm-hmm. And then you'll feel just like, I can't do anything right. I don't know what to do is right. What you think is doing right, it's not right to anybody else in the world. And then you're like, well.
So I did some retail therapy yesterday, bought some craft stuff.
Good.
All in the clearance section. Oh, I scoured that clearance section like no other. But then I did something else, like, and this is like, it's one of those, like, when you do something nice and you really wanted to share it with somebody, but nobody was around.
Okay.
So the neighbor in front of me, I've met him a couple times. He said, I don't know if he's adopting this kid, fostering this kid, but him and his wife been trying to adopt.
Hmm.
And so I noticed that now there's a little kid running around.
Aww.
And so I'm thinking, like, he's probably like 4 or 5.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's like a nephew or a foster kid or his new adopted son, but he had like the little hose going, the spray on the hose.
Yeah.
And just like spraying him, because it's hot outside and the kid's running around. And so I went over because I had just gotten home from retail therapy and I have a sprinkler, but I don't really use it because I don't like leaving it because I'll forget it.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of water I just wasted.
Yeah, hella wet grass.
So and only one side of the grass is wet and the other side's dry as hell because I didn't move it. So I just go ahead and spray it myself.
Yeah.
My plants and stuff. And I'm like, hey, you know, could you use this? Like, do you want to use this? And he's like, well, I think we're going to go inside for now, so it probably wouldn't be for another day or two. I'm like, oh, no, just take it for as long as you want.
Aww.
Like, I'm not using it. And the little boy's face.
So excited.
Like, he's like, Dad, can we, or no, he didn't say Dad. He's like, can we try it out? Like, can we try it out just a little bit? And so he's like, okay. And he tried it out, and I go inside, you know, start unloading my groceries and my craft stuff. And I look outside, and this little boy's running up and down, like, over the sprinkler.
Aww.
And I was just like, at least one neighbor likes me.
Yeah. For now. Don't block their driveway.
No, right. Well, they're across the street a little bit, so there's no way I could block their driveway.
You didn't get the deeds, though? You weren't like, yo, is this your foster son?
No, like,
is this your nephew? Who is this child?
It was also hot as hell. Like, unless I was going to go through the sprinkler, I wasn't going to stick around.
You could have. You're like a big kid. I just jumped right in there.
Oh, I was ready for a nap. Not lying.
Well, that is a good deed. See, at least one neighbor is cool with
you. That's all I thought. I'm like, at least one neighbor likes me.
You're like, is the other neighbor looking at my good deed?
Right. Well, because the other neighbors, They're really cool too. They're a Hispanic family, and aww, so I always say hi. And because I said something in Spanish once, and now she knows she could speak to me in Spanish.
And now she's like your best friend.
Oh no! Like I'm like I kind of like I'll get there. They have kids and stuff, so it's like hey, little by little, like hey, you got some barbecue, I got some beers,
yeah,
or vice versa.
Got some tacos, burritos.
The other neighbors are a little bit more crazy, I've heard, because I don't hear them from the side of the house I'm at.
Oh,
but apparently they've gotten into some like loud yelling matches.
Dude, sounds like my kind of house.
Right.
Like, don't piss them off.
Right.
Because they'll really come over and tell you what's up.
Yep. But I'm curious, how do you guys handle neighbor drama? And like, I'm sure I'll probably make my decision before next episode, but or next week's episode. But what would you do? What would you do if you were in my situation? And would you get him a gift card, buy him a beer, that sort of thing?
Or not do anything at all and wait for an apology? Mm-hmm. That might never come.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? I want to hear from you because I'm new to this. All right. Well, see you guys next time.
Bye.